Hi everyone, it's Sunday the 21st of June 2015 and it's about 25 minutes to 7 in the evening. And here I'm in Sydney in Burwood, Jeff's mom's house. And thought I'd come here because I haven't actually booed publicly. I've sent a few private messages, but haven't really booed publicly in over 3 weeks since we got here, basically. And it's not because I had nothing to say. It's just been a bit overwhelming, you know, with all the traveling we've done and, you know, this kind of not being able to catch a break. And I can't really say that I've caught a break here either, but I got pretty sick a couple of days after we got here because you can imagine, you know, coming from Israel where it started getting very hot at the end of May and then going to slightly cooler weather in the UK, going to Singapore where it was mega hot, and then going to Sydney where it was winter, and, you know, airplanes and hotels and air conditioners would have really played a heck of a number on my system. So I got quite sick, and I'm just now starting to shake off the cough, even though it's not. And so, of course, jet lag hasn't been very kind. For the first couple of weeks, I didn't really sleep at all. I've been sleeping better. I don't even want to say that. Knock on wood. Got to find some wood here right now. Otherwise, life will be very scary. Okay. It's been interesting. It's been overwhelming, really. I mean, I haven't ever spent this much time in Sydney because this is not where we lived. We used to live in Brisbane. And I have to say that I like Sydney a lot more. I don't think I'd ever want to live in Brisbane again. No offense to Brisbane, right? But really wouldn't want to live there. And the thing with Sydney, though, is that it's really expensive. It's probably the most expensive city I've ever been to. I thought, you know, New York is expensive, and it is, and London is quite expensive, but Sydney is a whole other class of expensive, you know, to the point where a meal out for two here in Sydney would cost as much as a meal out for three anywhere else, and I'm not being funny, but it's true. Let's see, it's been interesting, groceries too, wow, you know, groceries are very expensive, going out, all that kind of stuff, but anyway, I just wanted to kind of say hello to everyone. Another thing is weird is that today, well, later on today is the solstice in the, and I'm used to celebrating the, you know, the longest day of the year on the 21st of June or the 22nd or the 20th, depending on when solstice actually occurs. And here I am at the other end of the world with the other side, on the other side, celebrating Yule, which seems completely wrong. And it's like, okay, people are going to have to start singing Christmas carols or else I'm not going to feel that it's Yule, you know. It's cold, it's wintry, it's hot chocolate weather. And you're looking for the Christmas trees. So, you know. So that's what's going on.
This makes up for 2006 when you had three summer solstices in a row. Now you'll have three winter ones in a row.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see, next weekend we're planning a weekend away, which I'm really looking forward to, up in the mountains. I'll talk more about that. Hopefully I'll be able to do a public boo from there. I've been running out of my prepaid data because my problem was that the Wi-Fi here isn't very good, and so it was using my cellular data. We got prepaid and we got 1.5 gigs, and it was supposed to last me a month. Well, I'll tell you that it didn't last me a week, and I've put 500 megs on it twice, and I've paid a lot more than I should have. So next month I'll put 3 gigs on it, and we'll see. I'm really not used to having limited broadband mobile. Broadband is actually quite expensive here.
Can I use your computer?
Yeah, you can use my computer. Broadband is quite expensive here. I can't believe the prices, you know, that you have to pay for internet. But that's, it is what it is. It is kind of like that, you know. It's just different. I heard, and I haven't really been very good at listening. I see that a lot of people are posting AudioMo, and I'm glad people are doing that. But I think possibly we've all done ourselves a bit of a disservice, because we enjoyed February so much. A lot of us kept going to March, April, and May. And, well, I didn't really do April, I have to say. I did March and kind of did May, and didn't do June, because by the time you get to June, you have nothing to say. So maybe, I'm thinking maybe you're just going with the mainstream ones from now on, not including this one, because I'm not doing AudioMo. And I don't know if I'll do Octaver, because Octaver is just hard work. But we'll see. I heard JN2N, Yana, today, a boo that you recorded actually about 4 days ago, talking about Ryanair, and saying, you know, why are people paying for an airline that charges for everything? Basically, if you want to sit together, you have to pay. Basically, anything, you know. It says that it's cheap, but once you add all the things that you possibly want, you know, you end up paying the same, and their customer service is terrible. Well, I'll tell you something. I've never flown Ryanair, and I don't plan to. I heard horrible. I've never heard anything good about them. And I don't plan to ever fly them. I did hear a lot of bad things about EasyJet, but I have to say that we have flown EasyJet a few times, and been actually quite impressed. So I think EasyJet got better, especially with the whole assistance, disability, and guide dog thing. I think they were really terrible at the beginning with this, and I heard about refusals to take guide dogs and stuff. But I think they've gotten a lot better. But this brings me to kind of touch on something that I've heard here a couple of days ago, which absolutely floored me. And I don't know how many of you outside Australia have heard of Tiger Airlines. I'm sure most of you in Australia have heard of it. And apparently, from what I heard, now I haven't seen this, but I have it from reliable sources, let's just say, that Tiger Airline have started charging people for assistance, for disability assistance. So if you need a wheelchair, you have to pay extra. If you're blind and you need meet and assist, you have to pay. And while I don't always expect to get everything for free, I certainly don't expect to get, you know, software and things like that for free, I don't think that we should be paying extra for assistance. I don't think we should be paying extra because we can't find the way to the gate. You know, because it's basically saying to us, well, you guys are disabled, so you guys really, we don't want you. That's what it's basically saying. So I was very shocked, and so we don't plan to fly Tiger Airlines anytime soon. Anyway, who wants to fly Tiger Airlines? It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like it's operated out of someone's backyard or something, doesn't it? Anyway, but yeah, when I heard that, I thought, no. I do want to say that we had a wonderful party, 80th birthday party for Jeff's mom, and the turnout was lovely, and the party was very nice. We had some problems with the venue and with the organizers. I did write an email, but I don't think anything was done with it. So I don't think we've actually complained. But anyway. So, yeah, the organizers weren't very good. Like, the actual people at the venue, and there were a lot of miscommunications and misunderstandings. That put a bit of a damper on things, but I didn't, you know. It was still the people. I think the people who came to the party enjoyed it, and we had pretty good food. I can't say the food was wonderful, but I could say that the food was okay. And the music was good. And those of you who know Scott Erickson here on Twitter and Audioboo, he did the music. It was very good. So it was nice to meet Scott, and it was nice to catch up again. We caught up again, not at the party, on a different day. Managed to catch up with V. Benison. And Vaughn, if you're hearing me, it was great to see you, mate, and I hope to see you soon. We'll see if we can get to you guys. We've been looking at flights, and they're looking pretty steep price-wise because of school holidays and all that. But we're looking. And of course, Jeff has to balance being here and also having to work. And that's always a bit of a challenge, you know, because on one hand, you want to take advantage after not being here for 8 years and not having been back, you know, you want to enjoy what Australia has to offer and what Sydney has to offer, and that you can't because you have to work a 40-hour week. So it's kind of like being on holiday and not being on holiday at the same time, which is not always easy. I totally get that. Rosie's doing good. She did very well on the way, and she's off the 10-day house quarantine, which wasn't real quarantine because she was allowed out of the house and she was allowed to work and she was allowed to be in contact with other guide dogs. But she wasn't allowed to just be off-lead anywhere else but the house. Not that I let her off-lead anyway. And she wasn't allowed to see other pets, but now she is. So she's off quarantine and she's doing very well. Her cough is still not 100% gone, but let's just say it's 99% gone, or 98. It's been an interesting time news-wise here in Australia. A lot of things in government and been discussing the immigration policies with quite a few people. And I won't say a lot about that. I'll just say this. It really, really, really blows my mind how big Australia is. It's so huge. It amazes me that Melbourne is over 1,000 kilometres away and Perth is over 3,000 kilometres away and the Northern Territories is over 2,000 kilometres away. And it's just so big. It's so vast. It amazes me that getting to New Zealand, that New Zealand is actually closer to Sydney than the other side of Australia. It's amazing. It's just so much, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, sometimes I lie in bed at night and I listen to, there isn't too much wildlife here in the city, obviously, but you can hear very, very interesting sounding birds that I haven't heard anywhere else. And I'm saying, you know, I'm lying in bed and I'm thinking, oh, these miles and miles and miles and miles of uninhabited land with wildlife and birds and animals. And, you know, it's like a whole biosphere, a whole universe of a life that's not human life. It's pretty amazing. And lots and lots and lots of kilometers of land, surrounded by lots and 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 lots of kilometers of water. You know? The vastness really gets you. It's like, I don't know. It's a very strange feeling that I don't get anywhere else. I mean, I know Canada is a lot bigger. And I have been to Canada, but I haven't been in a very long time. And also, I've only been to the very bottom of Canada, you know, your Montreal, Quebec, Toronto kind of stuff. So I haven't felt the vastness. And also, I was 14 when I was there, so I didn't think of how vast Canada is. I never knew. Like, I didn't know back then that it's so huge, you know. Maybe I did. So, yeah. So these are the thoughts that go through my mind this day, the 21st of June. And I think I'm going to upload this now and say thank you for listening to me. I hope you're all doing well. And we'll speak soon.
Pause recording. Button.